Hallelujah. This is super. Today is the first day of the month of July. The first day of the month of perfection. The first day of the month of completeness. The first day of the month of total deliverance. The first day of the month of total refreshing. The first day of the month of total recovery. The first day of the month of total connection. Is the first day of the month of greater beginning. La luka braka la gisa taka la kindi liburu sutaka. This is the first day of the month of open heaven. This is the first day of the month of divine visitation. This is the first day of the month of divine perfection. Ah, la luba kadaga. This is the first day of the month of greater beginning. This is the month day. This is the first day of the month of perfection. In this month of perfection, the Lord shall perfect all that concerns you. The Lord shall perfect all that concerns your household. You shall be the head and you shall never be the tail. You shall be lifted high. Your testimony shall be in sevenfold. Your life shall be an expression of God's grace, God's favor, God's power, and God's mercy. May you experience an inner open heaven. May the door of supernatural victory open unto you in the name of Jesus Christ. This month, you are going to have a bountiful effort. This month, the Lord will connect you to your destiny helpers. This month, the Lord will promote you to the next level. Beloved, this month is a super month, and God is going to make it so in your life. It's going to be your month of a greater harvest. Month of supernatural moving forward to the next level. You are going to move with high speed this month. It's a month of open heaven. It's a month of perfection. You are welcome to the month of July. Happy new month to everyone that has been joining us on this platform. And if you are joining us for the first time, we say happy new month to you. We are wishing you that this month will be your month of divine connection. We are wishing you that this month will be your month of sevenfold of divine celebration. It shall be your month of see, get, and it's your own. It's going to be your month of come and celebrate with me. It's going to be your month of a greater testimony. I am telling you, if you can believe it, as a son of a prophet, I prophesy into your life. Maketo paria makandele buroso tokaya. Limbra kadaleso pralosa kata kata limrobusotoya. La kadese kalaba. I join my anointing here with the anointing of our Father and the Lord, Dr. D.K. Olukoya. And I command everybody that is connected to us today. In this month, you will experience the sevenfold things I want to mention. Number one, you are going to experience divine health. Number two, you are going to experience uncommon breakthrough. Number three, you are going to experience multiple testimony. Number four, you are going to experience prosperity you have never experienced before. Number five, you are going to encounter God's grace. And number six, oh my katalaba, you are going to recover all that you have lost to the enemy. And number seven, listen to me. Number seven, listen to me. Number seven, listen to me. You are going to enjoy good health all through the days of your life. That is your portion. May that one come unto your hand, come unto your life, come unto your family. In the name of Jesus, woe unto any power that rises against you. Woe unto any power that is causing you in the secret. They shall be cursed. They shall be arrested. They shall be disgraced. In the name of Jesus Christ. Begin to bless the Lord for making it possible for you to see the beginning of the month of perfection. The month of perfection. The month of July. What a wonderful month. Begin to appreciate the Lord. Begin to give God the glory. Bless his name. Bless his name. Bless his name. Bless this name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul. Bless is his holy name. Sing like never before. Oh my soul. And worship his holy name. Malika Basanta Yalaba. In this 7 months, you are going to be great in the name of Jesus Christ. Aha. Lisata. Repeat after me. Say, I am not what the world think I am. I am not what the devil or the kingdom of darkness say I am. Say, I am not the picture of what the idolatrous forefather which I should be. I am not what the unregenerated mind thinks I should be. I am not what my weak, I am not what village wickedness want me to be. I am not a picture of failure. I am not a picture of disgrace. I am not a picture of what the national economy and institutional wickedness have restricted many people to be. I am not what I think I am. I am what the word of God says I am. I am an express image of Jehovah God on earth. I am regenerated by the blood of Jesus. I am ransomed from the power of death and hell. I am blood washed. I am redeemed. I am justified by Christ. I am made to be the righteous of God through Christ. I am a believer of the word of truth. I am born again. I am heavenly bound. My citizenship is in heaven. I am seated with Christ in the heavenly places, far above principalities, powers, dominion. I am a priest. I am a king ordained by God to rule here on earth. I am the fear and the dread of God against the kingdom of darkness. I am a dwelling place of the Holy Spirit. I am built up together and attached with the other children of God into an holy habitation of God. Listen to me. No power, can you say it again? No power, contrary to God, can change that. I am established. I am inside God. God is with me. The Holy Spirit lives in me. The word of God says that I am a royal priesthood. I am a holy nation. I am a chosen generation. I want you to declare it loud as we are declaring it. It is so. I am a peculiar person. I am a special gift in the hand of God. The Bible says, because I believe, then I receive it. Power has been given to me to become the sons of God. I am empowered to trample upon serpent and scorpion and over all the powers of the enemy. I am empowered to use the name of Jesus to cast out demons and heal the sick. I am empowered to bind. I am empowered to loose. I'm empowered to issue a decree. Thou shalt decree a thing, the Bible says, and it shall be established unto me. The Bible says that whatever my voice is heard, hey, can you see it? The Bible says that wherever my voice is heard, no one can ask me why. I do things for the voice of the King inside of me. I speak with the voice of authority. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. That is Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. I am commanded and empowered by God to subdue and to exercise dominion. Though I am made a little lower than angels, God has crowned me with glory and honor and has made me to have dominion over the works of his hand. The devil that was against my authority as God's representative on earth shall be destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm a member of the body of Christ, which is the church. The gate of hell shall not prevail against me. Listen, I am a branch in the vine. Jesus Christ is the true vine. Because I abide in him, I am full of the Spirit. I am full of love. I am full of joy. I am full of peace. I am full of love, long-suffering. I am full of kindness. I am full of goodness. I am full of faithfulness. I am full of gentleness. I am full of self-control. By the grace of God upon my life, the light of my glory shall shine in the name of Jesus Christ. As I am making this declaration, all powers of darkness in my environment, hear this and bow. All wickedness in my foundation, hear this and bow in the name of Jesus Christ. I am full of divine favor. I am a partaker of all heavenly spiritual blessing. I am an overcomer. The Bible says, whosoever is born of God overcome the world. And this is the victory that overcome the world. Even my faith. In faith, I overcome all ungodly worry and anxiety. In faith, I overcome heaviness of spirit, sorrow, and depression. In faith, I move forward to the next level. In faith, I have overcome all the tricks of the devil. For it is written, greater is Jesus Christ that dwells in me, more than he that dwells in the world. No weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. In righteousness, the Bible said, I shall be established. I shall be far from oppression. I shall not fear, even from terror, for it shall not come over me. The Lord shall cover me with his feather, because I have made to dwell in his dwelling place. Evil hand shall not come upon me, and evil shall not come close to me. I shall tread upon lion and cobra, and surely the Lord will make me the head and not the tail. God has made me a beneficiary of divine health through the stripes that were inflicted on Jesus Christ. The Bible says, with his stripes, I am healed. Through Jesus Christ, I have the right standing with God. Through Jesus Christ, I have access to the throne of grace of God to find peace and mercy with God. I have prosperity, for God will no longer withhold any good thing from me. I have spoken with the tongue of the learned, and it is written, I shall be justified by the words of my mouth. I ask that the word of God, which I have confessed today, begin to transform and begin to move me into the next level of God's power. And now I am the original image of God as the Lord has designed me. I ask that the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, wipe away every evil mark of reproach, evil mark of rejection in the name of Jesus Christ. I ask for the blood of Jesus to erase from me every negative name that I've been called. I cease to be a picture of failure. I nullify every negative report made against me. I cease to be abased, rejected, forsaken, desolate, and downcast. I begin to manifest now from today, from the first day of the month of July 2021. I begin to manifest expressly every good thing that has been written about me in this world. I begin to look fearfully and wonderfully made. I begin to operate at the head, and I will never operate at the tail. I begin to operate at the head. I will never operate at the tail. I begin to operate at the head. I will never operate at the tail. I begin to be a true worshiper of Jehovah El Shaddai. I begin to continually praise him and confess positively that Jesus is my Lord. No evil shall move closer to me in the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, I speak into your life. You will never be the same. After today, you are moving to the next phase. Do you know that this is the month of perfection? Everything that has been stolen from you, they are coming fully back in a perfected way. We are serving a perfected God, and God is going to perfect everything that concerns you in the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to just join me as we pray this prayer. These are foundational prayers. Don't forget that some few days I've been talking about dealing with foundational problems. And I told you that the Bible makes it clear in Psalm 11 verse 3 that if the foundation is destroyed, what can the righteous do? It's telling you about the foundation, that the foundation has capacity to confuse the righteous. Foundation has capacity to put the righteous in confusion. What can the righteous do? Foundation has capacity to mesmerize the righteous. And I told you that your foundation is the way you were conceived. Your foundation is what happened to you when you were in the womb. Your foundation is the way you were delivered. Your foundation is the place where you were delivered. Your foundation is how your placenta was handled. Your plantation is the spiritual meaning of your name. Your foundation is the spiritual meaning of your name. Your foundation is the spiritual history of your father's house and your mother's house. Your foundation is the spiritual history of your ancestors. These are very, very important that you need to know. These are very critical about your life. Your foundation is what happened to you, the place you live when you are growing from the age 1 to age 7. And that is why many people now, they pray some prayers, they see themselves back in a particular location. They pray some prayers, they see themselves back in their primary school. They see themselves back in their village. They see themselves back in the place where they were before. They see themselves in the farm doing some menial work. They see themselves in a location or where they grow up, where they grew up. It's showing to you that your foundation has been affected in that place, and you have to pray for recovery. Everybody will shout loud and clear. But before you pray, why can't you confess your sin? Tell the Lord to have mercy. Tell the Lord to show mercy on you. Thank you, Father. You are going to join me to pray this prayer. Say, every evil introduced into my foundation that is affecting me now, in the name of Jesus, every evil introduced into my foundation that is affecting me now, in the name of Jesus. Every evil, introduce it to my foundation that is affecting me now. In Jesus' name we pray. Shout this one loud and clear with authority that we have never used before. Say, chain of darkness in my foundation, break in the name of Jesus. Chain of darkness in my foundation, break, 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 break. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, plantation of affliction in my foundation. In the name of Jesus, plantation of affliction in my foundation. In the name of Jesus, plantation of affliction in my foundation. In the name of Jesus, plantation of affliction in my foundation. In the name of Jesus, plantation of affliction in my foundation. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, bondage in my foundation that is making life hard for me. Bondage in my foundation, that is making life hard for me. Break in the name of Jesus. Bondage in my foundation that is making life hard for me. Break, 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 break. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, every power assigned to waste my glory, scatter. In the name of Jesus, every power assigned to waste my glory, scatter by fire, scatter by fire. In Jesus' name we pray. Evil seed planted into my foundation that is affecting my life. In the name of Jesus, evil seed planted into my foundation that is affecting my life. In the name of Jesus, evil seed planted into my foundation that's affecting my life. In Jesus' name we pray. Bring out your oil. For your water. Heavenly Father, I speak unto this oil that the anointing of Holy Ghost will enter into the oil. The blood of Jesus shall flow into this oil, and the oil and the water shall become the powerful blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we pray. Anoint your head now. We are going to pray this prayer on your head. You will shout loud and clear. Say, the ego of my life in the captivity of household witchcraft, come out by fire. The ego of my life in the captivity of household witchcraft, come out by fire. Come out, 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 come out. The ego of my life in the captivity of household witchcraft, come out now, come out now, come out now, come out, come out. In Jesus' name we pray. Lay your hand upon your chest as you anoint your chest. Say, poison of darkness in my heart, get out by fire in the name of Jesus. Poison of darkness in my heart, get out, get out, get out, get out, get out, get out, get out. In Jesus' name we pray. Anoint your belly button. You will now shout more than the way you have ever shouted. Say, every hidden covenant in my foundation assigned to bring me back to square one, break in the name of Jesus. Every hidden covenant in my foundation assigned to bring me back to square one, break in the name of Jesus. Every hidden covenant in my foundation assigned to bring me back to square one, break, 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 break. Every hidden covenant in my foundation assigned to bring me back to square one, break, 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 break. Every hidden covenant in my foundation assigned to bring me back to square one, break, 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 break. Every hidden covenant in my foundation assigned to bring me back to square one, break, 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 break. In Jesus' name we pray. This is beautiful. Anoint your two hands and say, chain of witchcraft binding my hands, break in the name of Jesus. Chains of witchcraft binding my hands, break, 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 break. In Jesus' name we pray. Anoint your two legs and say, chains of witchcraft binding my legs, break in the name of Jesus. Chains of witchcraft binding my legs, break, 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 break. In Jesus' name we pray. I declare your freedom now. I declare your liberty. I command miracle to happen in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Your prayer request shall be answered. God Almighty shall visit your prayer request. Open doors shall come upon you in the name of Jesus Christ. Don't forget, I told you to read Psalm 91. Constantly read it. I told you yesterday to anoint your environment where you live. Make sure you anoint it and pray the prayer point I gave to you yesterday. Get that very particular yesterday a voice audio again and listen to it again and pray the prayer. God will give you victory. God will give you testimony. All of us will celebrate. This month of July will be a month of multiple celebration. We are going to wear the garment of celebration this month in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord will continue to guide you. The Lord will continue to bless you. I declare this month to open door of supernatural encounter, to open door for victory and breakthrough unto you. Financial prosperity shall come upon your life. You will always enjoy good, great grace of God in dimension that you have never enjoyed before. The Lord will lift you up. All the fear and anxiety in your life, I cast them to the pit of air. I command the spirit of courage to come upon your life. Your testimony shall be released. I pray for that sister. The frustrating power against you shall be destroyed. As you appear at the interview, the Lord will give you testimony. If you have been rejected in a place before, today I decree that you shall be accepted. All those who are expecting their documents, receive that breakthrough in the name of Jesus Christ. Those who are expecting the fruit of the womb, be blessed with the fruit of the womb. Those who are expecting to get married, the Lord give you marital settlement. Those who are expecting one other thing or the other, may the Lord visit you. Those who are expecting a breakthrough in their area of business, the Lord will visit your business. Your career shall be lifted up. Those who want to write exam, you are going to pass excellently well. I speak as a prophet into your life. Move forward to the next level. I say move forward to the next level. I say move forward to the next level in the name of Jesus Christ. I remove every hindrance on your way. And I pray that God will fight your battle in the name of Jesus. Join me and pray for this country, Nigeria. Lakado Bashun Takada. Nigeria, we pray that the hand of God shall rest upon this country. We pray that the finger of heaven shall operate in this country. The Lord will pass through this country with his power and with finger of power. And the glory of God shall come upon this country. The purpose of God shall be established in this country. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. It is well with you. Enjoy this month of July, a month of perfection, a month of greater exploit, a month of favor, a month of open heaven, a month of multiple celebration, a month with open door, and a month of garment of celebration. Just enjoy it because you are going to be rewarded. God is going to lift you high. Your heart will not fail. Every pain in your blood, every pain in your joint, I command the pain to disappear completely. Let the pain get out of that place. Your bones shall be renewed. Your joints shall be renewed. Healing shall come upon you. You shall be delivered from every form of infirmity. I declare your freedom today. In Jesus' name we pray. In case you want to get across to me, send information to my WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298. I fellowship at Mountain of Fire, a miracle ministry, 7th Avenue, B1 Close, Fexter Town. Mountain of Fire, miracle ministry, 7th Avenue, B1 Close, Fexter Town. God bless you. Today now, in our place, we are going to have a program we call Fight to Recover. We're starting it by 5:30. You'll be blessed so much as you fellowship with us. But in case you cannot have access to come physically, you can join us on YouTube. You can join us on Facebook. We'll send you the link that you can have the opportunity of watching us live. And may the Lord bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. I say, may the Lord bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola. God bless you.